Welcome to the ELI's Fighting Chitado Double Perspectives Podcast Series for AEPP 2019. I'm your host, Jinyi Tang, and I'm currently enrolled in the Master of Public Policy program at the Harris Public Policy School. Today, we will be exploring the topic of urban solution to climate change, green roofs in Chitado. When I interned at the World Wide Fund, one of my jobs was to promote the project of the One Planet City Challenge in China. And this project aims to recognize the efforts made by cities to fight against climate change. And in 2014, Chitado was awarded as One Planet City, partly because of its green roof systems. Applying green roofs is one of the effective solutions to heat island effect, which describes a phenomenon that built-up areas are hotter than its surroundings. The heat island effect is actually a common urban issue facing with big cities. In fact, Chitado has become a pioneer in the U.S. at this field since 2001, and the city has thorough policies to promote green roofs in the first decade. I felt so excited about this since I'm going to spend the next 2 years in this city to study public policy. However, when I want to search more information about green roofs in Chitado, I tend to see a lot of updated news. I wonder what happens. Even when I look at the loop on the Google map, there is fewer green roofs than I thought. And when I looked at the city website, I found that the green roof map hasn't renewed since 2016. I wonder whether the city has some more specific promoting policies at this stage, and also how does it work in the last nearly 20 years? Is there any new issues coming up? In the next part, I'm going to share some of my findings with you, and I will first introduce both the advantages and disadvantages of green roofs, and then make a basic benefit cost analysis. After that, I will show the current condition of green roofs in Chitado, and discuss how the city can do a better job in the next decade. Let's start with the benefit cost analysis. So, benefit cost analysis is a common method used for public policy students to study comprehensive effect of something. In this case, the first amazing benefit is that green roofs can actually reduce energy use of buildings. How is it possible? Well, it can absorb large amount of heat and reduce surface temperature. So it just functions like an insulator, which decreases the flow of heat through the roof. And that's how it helps to reduce the energy used for air conditioners in the buildings. Likewise, it also functions in winter, as it helps to capture the heat inside and prevent the heat from emitting into the air. Besides, since there are more plants in the city, it helps to reduce air pollution, reduce the noise, and also the effects of greenhouse gas emission. One last point is that it helps to save water from rains for the city. Well, of course, on the other hand, the cost is kind of high. The cost of green roofs contains the initial fee for construction and also the maintenance fee. According to a report from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's office, Los Angeles estimated that to upgrade a building with an extensive green roof, it would cost from about $1.03 to $1.66 per square foot on an annualized basis, and which could be twice as much as conventional roofs. However, if we conduct a full life cycle analysis, we will find out that it actually saves more money for a long period of time. But to be honest, I believe that the benefit cost analysis may change a lot under different situations. Despite that, green roofs has been proved to be environmental friendly, also an economical technique to apply in urban areas. There is not many updated news. According to a website called Wendy City, made by a lady named Wendy, many new high buildings will or do include green roofs in recent years. It can be one of the reasons why there is fewer updated news, since many new time strategic buildings have considered it at the stage of design, and they can benefit from it at the very beginning. However, for those time strategic between 2001 and 2012, most of them were upgraded from conventional roofs and produced a comparison between two types of roofs, which may surprise people a lot. So, in order to help the city find more effective way to promote this environmental innovation, a new study from the Notre Dame University tried to identify the optimal locations for green roofs implementation, and also populations that are disproportionately affected by heat island effect. In general, most of the green roofs in Chicago exist in downtown, or the loop. However, scientists and policymakers are trying to use this innovative technique to help residents in other neighborhoods, maybe even the suburbs, to overall improve their quality of life. In conclusion, although many green roofs may have higher costs at the very beginning, a full life cycle analysis shows that they have more advantages than regular roofs. As a pioneer, Chicago is expected to make more efforts to accelerate the development. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope that you get some useful information from it. Maybe next time you visit the loop, you should pay attention to green roof on the top of buildings. And if possible, share this information with your friends and let more people know this innovative urban solution to climate change.